Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good-ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back. I am so excited to have you here. I have so much going on in the month of June, and we're going to kick it off right with this fabulous, fabulous episode. First of all, happy Pride to all of my fellow queer biddies. If you did not know, I am a queer woman, and so Pride is very near and dear into my heart. It is a great time to celebrate. It is a great time to amplify the queer voices and queer brands and brands that support the queer community in a real and tangible way. So I am so happy for this platform to be able to raise an awareness to the things that I care about as well. So we have a lot going on this month. Before we jump into it, I know a few of you have been tuned into my lives, so I'm so excited to officially announce my Moda Maven feature collaboration with the Moda Brush company, and we are getting to shine a spotlight on my favorite brush set, the Totally Electric Full Face Kit. So this is a fabulous line of synthetic brushes and is under the Royal Lang Nickel family, which Omnia is under, which Chic is under, you know, and we fucking love Omnia Brush. I'm trying to get, I'm so excited. I'm like running over my words. You could check out all their products at motobrush.com as well as my feature blog. You could see a girl on the website, and you'll also see me all over their Instagram page throughout the month of June. And if you use my promo code LipstickBitties at checkout, not only will you receive a discount since it's Pride, I will be donating a portion of the commissions from all the purchases made with my promo code during the month of June to the Atlanta Trans Housing Coalition. Make sure to check out the show notes for the link to learn more about this incredible organization that benefits unhomed trans women of color in Atlanta. We also yesified the merch store with an all new Pride collection, and 100% of the profits from the entire limited edition Pride collection will also go to the same organization to celebrate Pride. Make sure to check out the new spring and summer merch and the graphic tees and sticker shop while you're in there. And as a reminder, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Take a screenshot and tag me at Lipstick Bitties and our guests at Moda Brush. And check out the Patreon, of course, at patreon.com/lipstickbitties if you'd like to support me and receive incredible perks. And Atlanta Bitties, there are only 4 tickets left for the June 25th meetup. Make sure to check out the show notes for the link to the tickets, for the link to Moda Brush, for the link to the merch store, which is lipstickbitties.com. Of course, like I mentioned, use the code LipstickBitties at Moda Brush in order to get that special discount and donate towards the Atlanta Trans Housing Coalition. So just so you know, this is not a sponsored episode. They did not pay me to make this episode, but this is a paid partnership that I'm doing with Moda Brush, with the Moda Maven program, and also making some content with them. And I'm an affiliate, and like I mentioned, I do get a commission off of their sales. So just a little disclaimer there so you guys know, and I'm being transparent with you. I love Moda brushes so much because not only are they vegan, cruelty-free, synthetic brushes, they are such high quality for such an affordable price point. Like, if you are an Omnia fan, you will love Moda brushes, and they have even more styles and shapes. I love duo fiber brushes. They have a lot of different variations in the shapes and styles of their synthetic brushes, which is why I really love to use them on a regular basis in both my pro kit and in my personal collection. And the set that's my favorite comes in such a cute holographic carrier. So you could get my favorite set for under $50 once you apply the discount. And it's 13 brushes, which is including like 4 complexion brushes, which are usually super expensive. So make sure to check out their site, not just my favorite kit, but check out the whole Moda line, because there is so much to shop there. And I think that you're going to develop like an unhealthy addiction / appreciation for these brushes. You can never have too many brushes, and Moda makes it so affordable for you to have like thousands of brushes. So that there's that. So my guests today are two of my favorite people. We have Liz Pollack, who is the PR and social media manager for both Moda and Omnia Brush. And we have our returning guest, our friend Jody Young, who is the makeup artist relations manager for the Royal Langnickel family, which includes Moda and Omnia. Make sure to check out her first appearance with me on season one to learn even more about her and about the Omnia Brush line within the company. And this is going to be all about Moda Brush. It's all going to be about artist relations. Last week we had on an incredible content creator. So this is going to be more about the brand side. So you guys have like an inside peek what brands look for when they're partnering with content creators. So you're going to learn a little bit about what the Moda brand is all about, opportunities for collaborations with them, kind of what they look for in creators to partner with, and what goes on behind the scenes. What kind of content Moda looks for when they're trying to scout for creators, how they recommend you approach brands when you want to work with them and make a good first impression, how to catch their eye in the sea of oversaturation when it comes to content creating. There's so much out there, what you should do to catch their eye, and how to follow trends on TikTok. It is a great episode. I really love the Moda family and the Royal Langnickel family. Like truly have treated me like family over the past year that I've gotten to know them. I cannot be more grateful and appreciative to Liz, Jody, and everyone at Moda, Omnia, and Royal Langnickel for the opportunity to spotlight the Lipstick Bitties platform and community and give me a chance to show you some of my fun content creating skills. You guys are going to see some really cool videos and some cool looks that I'm making for this promotion. I had a really good time with it. Thank you all for your support. And I know you're going to love the episode. And I really hope that you all will take this opportunity to go for it and go reach out to brands. As long as you are authentic with your intentions and you're really passionate about what you do, I can only hope that you will receive as warm of a welcome with certain brands as I did with Moda Brush and Omnia. So enjoy the episode, and I will talk to you next week. Hi, Bitties. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. It's your host, Rachel, here. I am so excited. I know you all have been waiting for my special announcement today, and it has to do with these lovely guests that I have on today for the podcast. Our friends from Moda, Liz and Jody. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Rachel. Hi. How are you?
Doing good. So you may remember Jody because she's been on a past episode with us. It's actually one of our most popular episodes. It's all about Omnia Brush. And so Moda Brush, actually, their parent company, Royal and Langnickel, owns both Omnia and Moda. So we have Jody and Liz. So Jody and Liz, can you introduce yourselves to the audience? A little bit about what you do for the brand.
Sure. So hi there, everybody. I'm Liz. I am the PR and social media manager of both Omnia and Moda. So I'm in charge of creating fun content, scheduling, getting to see everybody's lovely creations and getting permission to share and posting stories, doing lives, all that fun stuff with social, and also communicating with affiliates and brands and things like that. So I am the social guru, you'd say.
And I'm Jody. I am the makeup artist relations manager here at Royal Langnickel Beauty. That includes Omnia, Moda, and Chic. And I get to build relationships with all of our fabulous makeup artists and influencers. And I also strategize like big picture marketing for all three brands.
Awesome. And we're so excited to have you here. We love you guys. And I know everybody, like all the listeners, like love you guys too.
We're super excited to be here.
Yes.
So let's start off the top of the episode, just like making the announcement, because it'll give a lot of context to our conversation. So my announcement is this June, Moda is going to be featuring me as their Moda Maven of the month. So Liz or Jody, can you like tell everybody what the Moda Maven of the month is?
Yes. So we have a monthly campaign where we select one influencer or makeup artist to feature across our social media and our website. With Moda, we do work a little bit more with influencers more than professional artists, just because Moda is what we call our prosumer brand. It is very much so marketed toward professionals and regular everyday people who love makeup or who might just be getting into makeup. It's very affordable and has a broader audience. So our campaign for the Moda Maven is just one person that we feel is special and should get a little extra attention. And we wanted to bring some extra attention to your platforms because what you do is really special to us.
Thank you. So I'm really excited. Thank you all. But thank you for the, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to do this. I mean, me collaborating with you, by the way, biddies, I still have my brush bundle with Omnia. It is permanent. So that brush bundle is always in existence, but this is extremely special to me because we're promoting lipstick biddies. So like, as you know, obviously we have the podcast, but also I'm doing a lot more content creation on this brand specifically, this platform specifically. So it kind of like made sense with all of that said and what you were saying, Jody. So I'm really excited to have you both here because I know that a lot of you listeners are also makeup enthusiasts, influencers, content creators, or maybe makeup artists that do both. So I feel like the Moda brand is such a great brand to have a relationship with. So like in the past with your Moda Mavens, have they been like pro makeup artists before, or has it been like kind of like a mix?
Definitely a mix. We've had quite a few different people with different experiences, which I think is really cool, and who have different kind of specialties, you know, different niches and like what they do, maybe more like body painting focus. Some people are more celebrity makeup artists, you know, people who are young, old. It's really good to have like a different selection of people who can just kind of show different content to our followers and be able to engage with just like a diverse selection of people.
We do typically work with more of like the influencer type of people as far as Moda goes, but we do try to bring in that like pro influence because that is so important. So we do have a number of professional artists that happen to have a platform like you do, mm-hmm. where they get to share and discuss.
I saw in the past you have worked with Emily, is her name, Vanity Venom? Mm. I met her on Clubhouse. So she is like a pro makeup artist. She does special effects. She does everything. We just had Lindsay Kastuck on the podcast a couple weeks ago. She actually assisted Lindsay at the VMAs. She does like a little bit of everything. So I don't want anybody who's listening who may be like a pro to be discouraged or feel like it may not be in your wheelhouse to be partnered with a brand like Moda, because you never know what they're looking for, especially at that given time. Would you say that's like a fair statement?
Absolutely. Lindsay actually assisted Emily on a demo that she did for us at IMATS. And Lindsay and I didn't realize that we had met each other in person before.
That's funny.
Until like just recently. It was silly. But yes, we definitely bring in that level of professionalism, but that's not all we're looking for Moda. You know, we look for people that have good engagement and are creative in the makeup that they do, mostly on themselves for Moda. But, you know, we definitely love bringing in professional makeup artists to give their perspective on Moda and why it works for them, why they carry Moda in their kits. I know Emily carries so much Moda in her kit, and that she has some really, really specific brushes that she's absolutely in love with.
Mm-hmm. I like, since I started using them, it's like my go-to brushes and my kit, which is, well, so basically what we do with the Moda Mavens is the Moda Maven picks their favorite pre-existing kit from the line, and we kind of like promote it in conjunction with the Moda Maven promotion. And one of the brushes from it is actually like a silicone tip brush, which is like, if you work with glitter or even like the chrome flakes from Danessa, any sort of gels, that's like the perfect applicator because you get that like finger kind of application without any of the mess. So
definitely. The Glam Topper is such a favorite. We get a lot of questions on that one. We have a few different really unique brushes too, like the Falsy Fan for like applying mascara and falsies, and then like the quick contour. So we're always trying to have like fun, innovative shapes and like unique brushes that kind of offer the influencer and makeup artists like different ways of applying their makeup, which is really cool.
So I guess speaking as a general thing, let's go to actually like the brand itself, Moda. So what makes Moda special out of the brands for Royal and Langnickel? Like what sets it apart and, you know, specifically?
Moda is really where we get to have fun. You know, Omnia is professional. The shapes are geared more toward professional artists. They're very classy, elegant. You know, Moda is fun. It has attitude. Liz can probably speak more on this because she creates the voice of Moda on social media. So she gets really cheeky in her descriptions and we get to play with all the bright colors and the fun shapes. We have handles that look like mermaids and unicorns. And it's just like so much more fun where Omnia is more elegant.
Yes.
Agreed. Definitely. Yeah. I feel like when I write anything for Omnia, I want to sound, you know, like this is luxury. This is a luxury product. It's sophisticated. It's classy. I mean, you know, it's great quality. It's a little more higher end. So creating that voice of like why you want to spend a little extra money to invest in this, you know, tool that you're serious about, where Moda, it is more fun and colorful, where I can kind of, you know, do more like trendy things and how it's going to be relatable to people who, you know, are on TikTok and things like that. And they want like the bright colors and they want a little bit of spice to their makeup collection. So it's really cool to have kind of two sides of the spectrum under this family brand.
So Liz, you, when someone, so say someone were to tag you or DM you, you're the person behind the screen for both Moda and Omnia.
Yes. And we do have some help too in office, which is really great because we're really organized about getting back to people in a timely manner for, you know, whether it's PR inquiries or customer service. But yeah, it's great to see people who share like stories and tag us and reels. I get to see all of that great content, share it to our stories and, you know, maybe repost it. So definitely like get a lot of great content through the DMs.
Yeah. And so Jody, I know when we spoke last on our last episode, you talked about how you came to Omnia and Royal and Langnickel from a previous beauty brand. And that, you know, you were brought in and now you've been with Omnia and Royal and Langnickel and you love your life. You live your best life with them.
I do.
You do. It's like a family. And I feel like I'm part of the family too, even though I'm not, I guess I am kind of, I'm not on your payroll, but I'm like, contracted.
You're part of the fam, you know? And it like every company that's like, oh, we treat you like a family, like, that's not this. Like,
I like how that was your voice. Like, oh, you look a family.
It's like when you, no, it's not like most companies where they're like, we're a family. You know, it's not like that. It's like they genuinely care about all of us as employees, as people. They respect our boundaries, our personal time, our space. Like, it's complete 180 from where I was before. And I'm just like, how do I work for such amazing people?
I know.
I don't understand.
I know. Well, it like, you know, you got to make those decisions and say no to things that don't work for you. And then you can end up at your dream job. Kind of serendipitously, I feel like for you, Jody, because it was, you said it was someone else who brought you onto the team, right? It was Susan.
Yes. Susan is our boss. She is, I think her, I'm not even sure what her title is because she's like the marketing and sales director, I think, but she does all the things, all of it. She is the grease that keeps the machine running. But she and I had partnered on a project when I was at my old brand. And she brought me into the team because she saw some potential. And I'm so, so grateful that she did.
Yes. I'm grateful that she did because if, you know, like now we're friends and like I know you guys and, you know, everything works out.
I know. I'm like, you wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. Clint wouldn't be here.
Oh, we love Clint. Oh, we should have had Clint on here too. I love Clint. Well,
you should have Clint on.
I want to have Clint on. I keep telling Clint, if you're listening, when are you planning your Atlanta trip? They're way more fun when we get to do them in-house. I'm telling you. Really fun. So Liz, okay, so we know about a little bit about Jody's background. So Liz, how did you wind up at Moda? What is your background like? What's your relationship to makeup in the beauty industry?
Yeah, definitely. So I've always had such a love for makeup and beauty ever since I was really young. I always, even back then, I had a first kind of a draw to like art. I was the kid who always like colored and painted, and I would just sit there at the table for hours, like reading and writing. I was super into that. And then in college, I was able to study advertising and PR because I knew I wanted to do like a business role, but with a little bit of creativity. And I still minored in art and design. So I was able to paint and draw throughout college. And then afterwards, I was at an advertising agency for a little bit. And then when COVID hit, I had to kind of like, you know, squirm and figure out what I wanted to do next. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I'm getting a little further along in my career. I want to really stick in an industry and like do a job that I'm really passionate about. So I was lucky enough to stumble across the opportunity to do some copywriting and social media assisting for Royal Langnickel. And then eventually I was just able to be taken on as the full-on social media manager. And it's just been great. I've been able to learn so much in these past almost 2 years now. And I really feel like I get to be creative in my job, whether that's creating TikToks or, you know, photography, and but being able to talk to people and kind of analyze like what's working with social media and like what's not. Mm-hmm. So it's a really well-rounded experience.
Mm-hmm. So when you say you were assisting, was there a social media manager in place before you, or did that role kind of get created because of what you were doing that they wanted to bring on?
There was something there for quite some time, but you know, things change, and mm-hmm. I was able to kind of like quickly learn what I needed to do, and I filled in like everything nicely and like learned how to use like the scheduling and kind of learning like what works for Instagram and what works for Facebook. And I mean, I'm still
it's being like really modest. She jumped into a role that we, you know, things happened and we needed someone to fill that role and help. And she was a total rock star. Don't let her kid you. Like, she did amazing and she's still doing amazing. And I'm so proud of you, Liz.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been so great. Well, Jody's been kind of like my mentor through the whole thing and has taught me everything and like how, you know, we do everything. So it was a lot to like get adapted to, but she made it so easy. And I just really enjoy like how much leeway I'm given if I want to do like this trend or, you know, like, oh, let's do this kind of like sale or this theme. Everyone is always really supportive and like lets me kind of do what I want to do and try things. And it's just a really supportive system.
Was it your idea to do the infomercial?
Oh, no, that was, I think, Jody and Tess.
That was our graphics designer. She's our creative director, too. Her name's Tess. She is absolutely amazing. She's the one that comes up with all the cool designs. We were trying to figure out a way to promote our Renew and Recycle program, where anyone can mail us any makeup brushes. It doesn't matter what brand they are. As long as they're clean, we will recycle them. We're partnered with TerraCycle, and they get turned into little plastic pellets that then get turned into other things down the line.
That's so cool. Yeah, I just learned about that. And also, biddies, as a reminder, any sort of things that we talk about that are of note, make sure to check the Instagram highlight reels. I always have on. If you're listening to this the week it airs, within the 2 weeks that it airs, you'll see a highlight reel for this specific episode. So I'll repost that. So basically they did like a little like, you know, black and white, like about the Moda brushes. And it was like really cheesy. And I loved it.
It was so much fun to make. Tess and I, we ended up going to my hotel room with like cheap drugstore face powder and like a bunch of brushes that we had because we make brushes, and it was so much fun. We were knocking brushes over and pretending to throw them away, and yeah. It was just a blast. And she has a friend who's a professional voice actor who did the voice for us, and mm-hmm. It was a blast to film.
Mm-hmm. So you guys do the recycling program. I know you are. Is the whole Moda line cruelty-free?
Yes.
And vegan? Is it vegan?
Like all of Moda is cruelty-free and vegan.
Okay. Yeah. So like another thing that I love aligning myself with when I'm looking for brands to partner with and brands that I'm passionate about are ones that have strong values like that and can back them up and actually, you know, do what they say that they're doing. and it's not just like a one-off. So that's one of the reasons why, like, I'm trying to think, like, initially, obviously, like, I got sent your brushes. Just a refresher of how I met Jody was through Omnia and the powder group. I got sent their brushes, and that was my first introduction. And then also I met you at the makeup show virtually, and that was like the first time that we met face to face, because I wanted to thank you for the brushes and we ended up chatting. So you never know where those relationships are going to kind of form. And it's important, especially when you're at events like the makeup show, which we just finished up, the New York show a couple weeks ago, that you're like, you know, holding yourself like in a regard that you're a business owner and you never know who you're going to meet. Your interaction, your quick interaction from the makeup show can lead you into something like this.
Absolutely. We meet the coolest people at these shows.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part.
I know that's the best part about going to the shows. I know I saw you. I don't know if I saw you, Liz, but I think I saw you in Chicago, if I'm right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I saw you in Chicago. So talking about brand relations, I feel like this is like the question that everybody always wants to know. Maybe Liz can answer this to me. What are you looking for when you're looking for someone to be a Moda maven, or even someone that you're looking for to partner with, like for an affiliate, any sort of brand partnerships? What are you looking for in someone?
Yeah. So for an affiliate, I feel like, you know, we're pretty open-minded to someone who hasn't maybe even heard of the brand before, hasn't tried it yet. So someone who just has, you know, a good engagement, a good following, but not even like a huge following necessarily, but they like have a love for this, you know, their makeup and their social media. They're posting quite often, good quality, you know, good photography or videography is definitely important. It doesn't have to be, you know, crazy, but to have really clear imagery is important. Really good, like step-by-step videos showing, you know, application, but maybe it has something like a little unique and exciting about it, or just like something about you that, you know, maybe you don't see every day and you kind of have just like different ideas. So we definitely try to reach out to, you know, I just go through TikTok and Instagram and see who's tagged us before, but also like what's trending and like makeup looks of this month and things like that, just to find cool people. And then as far as being a maven, it's definitely really important to us that we have someone who has used the brushes in the past. So they are a genuine lover of the product and they can, you know, vouch that this is something they're actually passionate about. And then, you know, same kind of thing there, just really, you know, a reliable person who is going to do what they say they're going to do and really represent the brand in a good light and just have fun with it and really make fun content that people will be interested in seeing. So, yeah.
Anything to add, Jody?
I was just going to say, you know, engaging content and authenticity, because like we can see through content that you're paid to post, you know, like as a brand, we can see it. As a consumer, consumers see it. Like it's very clear when someone's like, oh my God, I love this, but they don't actually use it. Whereas like, you know, we across the board, it doesn't matter what brand of the Royal Langnickel family, we look for authenticity above all else.
You know, it's always wild to me, like when people reach out to me for a brand collaboration and it's a brand that I've never tried and is not like something in my niche. We're going to talk about one that recently did. It was a company that sold like, it was like intimate washes and like, yeah. And like lotions and stuff for your coochie. And I was like, I mean, this is up my alley. Like I like to get into this. But like, also I haven't tried your things and I don't want to like, you're literally asking me to sign something that says I will post something about it if you send it to me. What happens if I get a yeast infection? Like, yeah. I'm not telling people to like.
Does it say you have to post something good? Because.
I mean, yeah.
And honesty. It's like, you know?
I feel like it's detrimental to the brand too. I think it's kind of strange that they like ask for it like right off the bat. So it's just, you have to be like authentic with your interactions on like both sides. Yeah. I think sometimes people forget about like that the brand is also looking for that and they just want to like sell.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't think necessarily all brands look for that, yeah. But it's definitely something that is important to us. You know, we even to become an affiliate, if we're reaching out to someone that, you know, we like the content of, but they've never tried our brushes or even heard of us, we're like, you know, we do have an affiliate program. This is what it is. After you get to play with the brushes, if you decide you like them, we can talk more about this. You know, we don't hit them with like, we want you to be an affiliate and post about us, even though you've never heard about us immediately. Right. You know, we want to make sure that that honesty is there and we're not like, oh, make money by posting about us. That's not what we're about.
Yeah. I mean, like everybody, like money's great. Like everybody
money's
wants
great.
To make.
Everyone not, wants that. But that's
when it
not.
Comes, yeah. When it comes to relationships, it's not going to be sustainable unless there's like an authentic love for the products and authentic relationship with the brand.
Absolutely.
That's why I love videos too, where people get really creative with it and they're like, oh, like these are my favorite, you know, brushes from various kits that I've had, or they're doing a look versus just like an unboxing. It's like, here they are, like, you know, like they're pretty, but it's like, it's nice when people have like a collection or, you know, and they're like really getting into it or like having their different opinions about how they use a brush. It's just so much more authentic that way. And that's really like nice to see.
I guess that like that kind of answers like my next question or goes into my next question. What are you looking for when you're scouring the internet, when you're like looking for people, not just for people to partner with? What kind of content stands out to you as a brand? So you're saying definitely like ones where you actually see them in action, right?
Yes, definitely. And just like if, you know, it doesn't seem like everything, it's all the same. And like they're getting these products from brands and they're just kind of like giving you an ad, essentially. People who kind of have like a fun personality, whether it's like a trend or something they've come up with themselves and they're doing something that stands out. I mean, not like the craziest makeup look, which is cool sometimes, but like their version of a natural highlight or, you know, a tip or a trick for something, or just some like a lot of like education videos too, where people are really like insightful.
And there's also ways, biddies, to utilize different features, especially, and this is why I love TikTok more, because there's so many more features that are available to make it a more engaging video. That's why I make most of my content in TikTok and then repurpose it for Instagram. But like things like green screen. So like, for example, what you were saying about like using, you know, talking about your favorite brush to use this look and why you use it. Like you don't necessarily need to be like holding it and using it on yourself to get that same information across. So like you could use something like the green screen where you're actually like showing the brush in the background and maybe talking about it. Like there's so many different ways that you can kind of get that message across without being so labor intensive, if that's something that's holding you back from making that kind of content. Is that kind of content like good too?
No, like the quirky, funny, like sometimes like the quickest little trends, but like they get the message across really well. Those are the best. And people think they're relatable and funny. And I know you do a great job of that in your videos, because you're kind of giving like people a sense of understanding, like, oh, haha, like I do that too. Or like, you know, this is a problem or this is something like I do every day and people like it because they can relate to it.
But you bring that realness to it too. I mean, it's dramatic, yes, but it's like so real. Like we can all relate to what you're posting.
Biddies, we're kicking off the summer right. It is June, and that means Pride. Happy Pride to all of my fellow queer biddies and allies that support us June and all year round. But you know, it's Pride. We got to do it in a big way. We got to celebrate. And we're raising money this month for a fantastic organization. Through the month of June, to celebrate my Moda Maven feature, all purchases made with my promo code LipstickBiddies at modabrush.com, including my very favorite Totally Electric full face kit, I will be donating a portion of my commissions that I receive from your sales to the Atlanta Trans Housing Coalition. Their goal is always to be establishing long-term housing in Atlanta for trans people, particularly Black trans women who are experiencing chronic homelessness, and to ensure that they have the wraparound services necessary to thrive. And we also yassified the merch store. So if you head to lipstickbiddies.com, there is a new brand spanking new Pride collection with our new rainbow logo. 100% of the profits from the sales of the Pride merch will go directly towards the Atlanta Trans Housing Coalition as well. And make sure while you're there to check out our new spring and summer collection with our new graphic tees and sticker store. So you have a few different ways that you can support the queer community directly from a queer makeup artist, a queer creator, and directly benefiting a local community. So make sure to check it out and have a happy Pride.
Actually, my most watched TikTok video is the one that we filmed at the makeup show.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun.
It was the most watched, the backpack one. So it was the one amazing. Where I'm talking about, what did I say? When the brand says they'll pay you in product, and then I go to the Omnia booth and then just start shoving all the brushes in my backpack. And that just goes along again, biddies, to like talking about brand relationships and like the kind of brands that like I partner with. You guys thought that was hilarious. You guys taped that shit for me. And I even asked you afterwards because there was just like a little part of me like getting like vulnerable here. There were sometimes when I'm making my content, I'm worried about offending someone, especially if I'm using a brand in it or showing a brand product in it. I'm like, is this brand going to not like it? This and that. And you were like, no, it's hilarious because like we take care of our people and we also know that this happens. And it's funny that you're like including us in that whole conversation. Go for it.
Yeah. You know, just the fact that you were comfortable coming to us to make something like that, that meant a lot because we know that we're not the ones that you're talking to. But like, and people, artists, enthusiasts that know us know that we're not the ones that you're talking to. And I thought it was super sweet that you were like, is it okay if I post this? And I'm like, honey, I helped you film it.
I think it was just a caption. I was like, I don't know how sassy I can get in my captions. But so yeah, I just want people like, don't be afraid to just try stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you aren't sure, you'd be surprised what may stand out to a brand if you just put it out there. Because if we had no relation, like stuff like that still catches brands. I know because I speak from experience. I'm like, you saw that video and that made you reach out to me? Huh, that's interesting because like I would have never guessed. But that's why you just have to post your content, put your shit out there, take chances and just start experimenting with it, especially if you've never tried.
Yes, I love TikTok and Instagram Reels because they have made video content so much more accessible. Like YouTube and even IGTV, super intimidating, but a 60-second reel, anyone can do that. You know, it's not a full YouTube video. You don't have to have a ton of editing experience. It makes it way easier for people that don't have the time, the ability, the money to put into YouTube, you know?
Right. So speaking to like, you know, things that catch your eye, we've talked about like things that like maybe good for you as a brand to pick up on. What are some things that maybe, I don't know if you'd like to speak about this, but like, are there things that like rub you the wrong way about like the way that people maybe approach you or things that someone could do to like turn you off from a relationship? Or do you usually give everybody kind of like a fair shot?
I am mean. I'm mean.
She's not mean, guys.
I am mean. If you cannot include any kind of link to your social media when you're reaching out to me, like, hey, I love your brand. I want to be an affiliate. And that's like the end of your email and it's no information about you, I delete your email.
Or if it's really generic and there's nothing like why
you or like if they say, or, hey, know. Other brand.
Yeah.
I love you and want to be an affiliate. It's like, I'm glad you love this other brand, but that's not us.
Like, having tasting isn't just, yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make an impression. Like, you know, even like the littlest bit of like why you like the brand, it just makes such a difference and it really like, gives you a better chance.
Just like some level of professionalism when you're reaching out, like bare minimum level of professionalism when you're reaching out really does the trick, you know, an introduction to yourself or even just like a, hey, I don't really even know what I'm doing, but I really love your products. Here's my Instagram. totally acceptable. It's just like the missing information. That's a turnoff. I'm not going to hunt you down on Instagram or on YouTube or on Facebook and try to find you when you're reaching out to me to promote my products. I don't have the time for that. Liz doesn't have the time for that. Like, just that the bar is set real low and the level of professionalism that we look for as far as like reaching out via email or even DM, you know.
I would say even like, so obviously I copy paste emails sometimes, but what I do is I'm working off a template that's either in my notes or in my drafts. And I have little spaces for like I have like, hello, blank.
Yeah. Totally.
Hope you're having a good blank.
Totally understand that, you know.
You're less likely to fuck that up by copy pasting that, because you're going to see the blank. Most likely you're going to see the blanks and fix it. You know what I mean? Instead of like typing it in and then copy pasting something you already typed.
Right. You know, I don't want or expect a full novel, a full like autobiography, just, you know, just a little bit of info about yourself. You can copy paste out of a template and be like, hey, Moda team. But when it's, I hope blank headquarters out in this city are doing well, and I'm like, well, that's not even close to us. So it's like, if you have a template, just make sure that you're putting the right name in.
I wish that we could unsend emails. Like, you can unsend DMs.
Oh yeah. I know there's a way to change it where you can do like a certain amount of time where you can undo it.
Oh,
which is nice.
Is there?
In Gmail there is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to look into that. Cause like, you know, I'm always the one where it's like, it's saying sending and then it's like sent and you have like 3 seconds to like to retract it.
Got to increase it a little bit. Give yourself.
Oh yeah. Seconds. I'm going to have to for sure look into that. So Biddy is like, this goes for any, not just brands, you know, we could say this about approaching makeup artists to work with, approaching photographers. We always want to like make it personal. Don't keep it too generic, because that'll increase your chances of getting a reply. And, you know, like when you're approaching like photographers or other makeup artists to assist, same thing, like saying something you like about them or their work, why you want to work with them. It's always like why you want to work with them and how you can help their brand, how you can help them. Here's my skill set. This is how I feel like I can help you. Here's what I bring to the table in my style of content, whatever it is. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So talking about content creating, so I know we have affiliates, we have Moda Mavens. Are there people that you also work with outside of that to create content? Or is that usually mostly reposting and then Moda Maven partnerships that's on your feed?
Our biggest partnership is the featured Maven every month, because that is ongoing and consistent. And that's the big part. But we do work with past Mavens and even people that have not been featured to create other content depending on our needs. You know, if we have a new kit coming out that we want to write a blog post about, or, you know, we have some kits in retail stores that have QR codes on it that pulls up a full YouTube video with a tutorial for that kit, kind of required by the retailer. So it's like those types of things. We do work with influencers for additional content like that. Yeah.
So is there anything that like we can do to stand out more like amongst the pack other than just being authentic? Is there anything that you could like think of, like any like magic formula?
Well, I feel like tagging us consistently is, you know, really important, because when I do, like, I'll share on the stories, like for Tuesdays and Fridays, try to highlight people's, you know, makeup. And I notice, you know, same people keep, you know, tagging us, and it's great because you kind of get to know them, and then that could lead to them being an affiliate or even, you know, being a Maven, because you know that they're passionate and like they're consistent. So I think just tagging, and then like we always try to answer, you know, comments and DMs back, but like, you know, DMing even like, oh, I received my package and here it is, and like I really loved it. And you know, someone who's just a really good communicator too. And like if you do ask them, oh, can I use this video? And they're real good about being like, you sure can, and just really easy to work with.
Yeah. Helps too. We were talking about before You know, the point of this episode not only is to like tell you guys about my collaboration, is to give a refresher, because I feel like it's always important to hear from a brand these types of things. And it always helps when it's a brand that like I love and have a good relationship with. And I know you guys are here to help and not like make sales right off the bat. You know what I mean? You're more interested in forming the relationships with people that are going to be ongoing, because as you could see, this is the second time we're working together. The first bundle actually came out, I think, a year ago. It was like May last year that we did our Omnia bundle. And now a year later, we're doing another collaboration together. And you could see that the Omnia brand oftentimes will do like a second bundle with other artists. So you're the kind of brand that you constantly see working with the same people, which may get frustrating for like a new person to want to make a relationship with a brand that always uses the same people. But at the same time, you have to look at it like, if I do make that relationship, I know it's going to be a long lasting one and they really treat their people well, because if they didn't, then you wouldn't be working with them again. Both sides, like you wouldn't want to work with someone again that's difficult.
Absolutely. You know, we have artists that we have had, you know, like Clint. He has two bundles, right? Because, but he's also been with us for 10 years. He's been with us longer than Omnia has.
Wow.
You know,
I didn't realize that.
he's our oldest child. No.
Our firstborn.
Yeah. he's been in it for the long haul, and we do work more with people that we've worked with before and have done well and are consistent and are easy to work with. We're more willing to work with you again, you know, but we also are constantly on the lookout for new artists that are fresh to us. You know, I have a queue of artists on the Omnia side that really, really, really want to bundle and to partner with us there. And it's like, we're constantly trying to build those new relationships as well as maintain old ones. You know, there's a real balance, and it's hard to find that balance.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say the same thing. It's like, you want to be able, I mean, you're going to do a good job and you're easy to communicate. We want to, you know, show you a lot, but it's also like having different faces. And even myself, and I have another social media girl named Julia who helps me create TikTok content. And as much as like we, you know, sometimes show our faces and do things like that, it's nice to have a good mix of people that people are like, oh, who's this person? Like they can discover them through our brand as well, and just kind of show that like we do have all different people that like our brands.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a mutually beneficial relationship. Like I said, I'm just so happy that and grateful that you guys wanted to work with me again. And I'm excited that it's June because it's Pride and we love our queer biddies. Just as a side note, I'm going to be donating a portion of every brush sale out of my commission to an LGBTQ organization here in Atlanta. So make sure to use my promo code LipstickBiddies at checkout so that any bundle purchased with that code, I'll be able to make a donation, because I did a Pride fundraiser last year. So we're going to do one again this year. And it's also fitting because the brushes that we're doing for this feature, the Totally Electric, is like a rainbow. So it's like, oh, these are like perfect for Pride, even though they were like what I initially gravitated towards anyway. I was like, oh, but it's also Pride, so yay.
It's like you knew.
It's like I knew, right? So the question that I was thinking about earlier that like I blanked on, so what you were saying before, earlier in the interview, when you're looking for, I guess, content, you were mentioning that you go through like TikTok trends. How do you utilize the search feature on that? Are you going through like the trending ones in the explore page, or how are you?
Yeah, sometimes. So the great thing about TikTok is it, you know, builds this algorithm for you. So it knows like that I like makeup and, you know, cool, fun videos. So honestly, a lot of not only like new content, but like trend ideas for myself, I just find on the For You page because it's so curated to what I've already been, you know, looking at before. Mm-hmm. So honestly, a lot of it is just like stumbles across. But then sometimes I do use like the explore page, or I'll do like summer makeup, or, you know, something like a cat, like I'm doing like specific things I'm kind of in the trying to find. I'll use the search tab, but sometimes you don't find like the smaller people on that because it might be like the more watched videos. So the For You page is really just a cool tool to find like just kind of random up and coming trends and people. So that's just been like the really best way I found some unique creators.
Yeah. And so Biddies, what I'm going to do, I'll try to do like a little tutorial, because there is one feature on TikTok that I feel like is very underutilized. I don't know what the name of it. It's kind of like their version of the explore page, which we were just talking about, mm-hmm. but you could actually filter the results to, you could like put in like a hashtag makeup, and then you could filter it to show you the most watched videos this week, for example, and it'll pull up so you can actually see like what's the trend. If there's like a trending product or a trending sound or like a trending mm-hmm. style of something, that way you could see what's going on like right off the bat and don't have to like, you know, sit on the For You page if you're not someone who like enjoys scrolling on TikTok. Although you really shouldn't be creating stuff for TikTok if you don't actually use it, because it I feel like it should be, it'd probably be harder. But like, for example, right now the Jones Road Foundation is like popping off. So you know that I got on that bandwagon. I was like, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? And then, oh, yes. And then Bobby Brown came with a clapback, which I thought was hilarious. But like everybody and their mother, literally, like you didn't even need to have that foundation to like go viral. You could just say, this is what I think.
And then clicking on the sound too, to see like who has all used the sound. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing tricky with like the brands is sometimes when the trending sound is like copyrighted, because it's an actual song. But luckily there's a lot of like remixes and like funny little just people talking or whatever that becomes a trend, and we can use those. But it's cool because just clicking on that, you can see all these videos and like how people did like their spin on that trend, which is really cool.
Yeah. And something that people forget about is like those trending sounds come from somewhere. And I want to challenge you guys, because I've done it a couple times now recently. Don't put a background. Talk how you would. Say some funny shit, because you could be the next person that people are lip syncing to your voice.
Yeah.
And like, that is my goal now. That's my goal for this month, is to get my voice to go viral. I think it'd be hilarious.
That would be amazing.
I cannot wait for that, to be honest, because you are so hilarious. It's going to happen.
It's so funny though, because it's like, I feel like, I don't know how a lot of people catch themselves. They have to like sit and like write something, because I feel like a lot of comedians do that. That it's kind of like how you like formulate stand up is like you're writing down notes and stuff in your bits, and then you say them a few times until it sounds right. But like, I feel like I'd have to have like a recorder around with me all the damn time, because I say the funniest shit like on a fucking whim and then never remember it. They're like, you said that. I don't fucking remember. So
my favorite ones, I think, are the sounds that are like from little kids, and they're so, they don't realize how funny they are, but it's like so hilarious because it's genuine from them. You know, it's like, those are my favorite ones.
I don't like those because I feel like they sound so weird when like people are lip syncing to like a baby voice. It like bothers me on like some sort of like subconscious level, like having a grown man like lip syncing to a child's voice. It bothers me.
So this is where your For You page and my For You page are completely different, because mine are always like cute little animals and not like adults lip syncing to it. It's like adorable baby owl, like I'm a baby.
I'm just a baby. That
yeah,
one.
You know.
Yeah,
I'm like, my For You page is like cute animals, activism. I'm just like all over the place.
Liz, what is on your For You page? Are you and we're talking about like the Moda page, or do you have a personal page that you also scroll on?
Yeah, honestly, my personal page is kind of where I find like most of my stuff just to send over to Moda, because I get definitely like a lot of just like makeup and beauty, but like a lot of like days in the life, and then humor. I'm just very much on like the funny side of TikTok. Mm-hmm. So anything with like a SpongeBob sound or like just some like quirky, funny thing, I'm all over that. I love like the one that had like the Elmo, that was like the Rocco trend. That was,
oh my God, that was so funny. Did you see it where they were like interviewing him and he was like, you know, Rocco, you know, Zoe knows that like, and Rocco's a rock. And it's like, literally he's like having an interview with like a newscaster. It's the strangest thing.
There's just, I love the, like when I've been able to make that into a trend, like on Moda, or like putting the eyeballs on the brush and doing some like, oh, like having my size, Amy, I did that with like the minis in an original size. Like you don't know what it's like to be like my size.
Now everything's making sense. Now everything's making sense. Now that I know you, now that I know who's behind like all those things, now it totally makes sense. So anyways, on that note, we're kind of running up on our time. Before we go, first of all, I wanted to give you guys a couple of this or that's, which I've been like kind of integrating into. I want to hear from both of you. So like you guys pick one. Okay. Synthetic or natural hairbrushes?
Ooh, synthetic.
I'm a synthetic girl.
For sure. 100%.
Bold lip or nude lip?
I am a sucker for a bold lip.
Yeah. Every day I'm like, yeah, nude, but I love a red lip just like going out on the town.
Yeah. Jody, red for you too, or do you mix it up with other colors?
I like to go like burgundy or like plum or purple. Yeah. Like a nice purple lip is my jam. I like
yes, especially with your hair.
I like funky colors. Clearly, I have teal hair. You know, it's like teal and purple now and faded. But you know, if I can wear a fun color out, I'm gonna wear a fun color out.
Yes.
My sister got married and she was like, well, what lipstick are you wearing to the wedding? And I was like, I don't know, is red fine? She was like, yeah, that's fine. I didn't know if we were gonna have like green or black or fucking blue. I don't care. And I was like, oh cool, at least she knows what to expect.
Nice. Okay, and last one is beach day or pool day?
Ooh, beach.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I live in LA near the beach and I don't live near the pool, so I'm gonna go with beach.
Yeah, I'm a beach girl because I think it's because I grew up at the beach. But like, I know some people can't. I dated someone who hated the beach, the sand. Some people can't stand it.
Red flag.
Oh, no.
I think there's something like fundamentally wrong with that, though. I'm like, literally, like, you don't like the ocean. Like, you know, the beach, like the sand is like, it just comes with the beach. It shouldn't be like enough to like deter you from the ocean.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's the best part about the ocean and the beach is like the actual beach, I think. I mean, I'm from Michigan where, you know, we have lakes everywhere. I always grew up going to lakes because we don't have oceans. But now that I'm here, I'm like, I guess we're going to go to the beach. And I sit in the sand in my canopy and my sun cover and watch the kids play. And it's great. Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So like, I mean, I guess it was in a summer mood because I made the would you rather also, I guess, with this in mind. So I'm going to ask both of you, would you rather you're going on a beach vacation, somewhere tropical, somewhere hot, okay? You forget your makeup brushes or you forget your bathing suit and you forget your bathing suit.
If I'm going somewhere tropical, I can probably find a replacement bathing suit.
True. That's true.
Whether it's flattering or not is another question.
Yes. And like, what if I'm, you know, there's, you like meet the love of your life and you can't do a touch up and you're super oily. What's the point? Can't even do a quick bronze glow. Nothing. Gotta have the brushes.
I mean, I got nobody to impress.
I can use my hands for like every step in my makeup routine, except like mascara is the only thing that I wouldn't be able to apply with my hands. And my body type, I would never be able to find something off the rack. My titties are too big.
I was just thinking I would have a lot of booty showing.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard when you're a K cup and like you can't find like bathing suit tops off the rack. You have to get them. Like, it's very annoying.
Oh, I can imagine.
I can't even find like the shells that'll cover them. They'll just cover my nipples.
That's okay.
That's all you need, right?
And some Prozé. We could just stick them there. It'll be nipple pasties. Oh, or actually, if we're going to like Europe, I don't even have to wear a top.
There you go.
I can find a bottom somewhere.
France. Yeah. Who cares? Don't need it.
Wait, do you still have your Tata towel? Because
I do.
If you have just your Tata towel and no swimsuit, you could totally use that as a top.
I actually have used it as a top at the beach because it's more comfortable for getting your like back tanned, but it's also a towel, so you can't really wear it in the water. But like, anyways, I digress. So
who needs to go in the water at the beach?
Right. Who needs to actually cool themselves off? I do, because I sweat like a fucking pig in heat. So on that note, Jody and Liz, it's been a pleasure to have you. Like I mentioned, Bidis, my Moda Maven feature starts today, June 1st. Go check out Moda's page and make sure to follow them and see your girl on their page this month. Check out the Instagram about the details as far as like the fundraiser that I'm doing this month for Pride with the bundle. Jody and Liz, do you have anything else that you can say to the listeners, maybe about content creating or brand relationships, and then where they can connect with the Moda brand?
Yes. Follow us on everything. Instagram at Moda Brush and TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of that. You know, we do respond. We share your content. If you're interested in becoming an affiliate, just shoot us a DM and we can talk more about that. But we love to see any of your unboxings, hauls, tutorials, all that good stuff. Feel free to give us a tag and we will definitely give it a like. And yeah, looking forward to seeing it all from everybody who's been listening.
Yay.
All I have to add is just don't be afraid to reach out. Like, your tags on social mean more to brands than you think it does, at least to us. I don't know about other brands, but at least to us, it means a lot to see it. And then for an artist or an influencer to reach out to us, you know, it means a lot. I think a lot of people might be intimidated by, I know I get intimidated reaching out to people. I'm like, oh my gosh, this person, but I have to get over it. I have to get over my own anxiety. Yeah. And we can't find everyone. So if you are interested, always reach out. Take the leap.
Awesome. Well, thank you all. And we will talk to you all next week, biddies.
Thank you for listening to the Lipstick Biddies podcast. To receive a special surprise from the head biddy in charge in the mail, make sure to drop a review in the app and DM your screenshot to me at Lipstick Biddies. Remember, you are a badass fucking biddy. See you next week.